You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is horology? Now, that word, horology, is spelled H-O-R-O-L-O-G-Y. Hora comes from Greek, meaning hour. Ology, as we know, means science or study of. So horology is the science of studying and measuring time and making tools for telling time. Now, thousands of years ago, sundials were used to tell time. However, they don't work at night. Clocks are much easier to use. Clocks need energy to make all of the parts work. And this energy can come from a wound spring or a moving pendulum or a battery or electricity from your wall. Clocks have three primary parts. The face, which has the parts that show the time, the numbers and hands. The movement, which is on the inside of the clock and has the mechanisms that move. And then finally, the case, which is the box or container holding the movement. Doesn't matter if it's the grandfather clock in your living room, the digital clock on your desk at work, or the Swiss wristwatch you're wearing right now. They have those three parts. The movement is really the guts of a clock, allowing this horological device to be accurate. With a grandfather clock, the movement has gears, springs, weights, and a pendulum. The pendulum provides the energy as it swings back and forth, and this causes the weights to move lower and lower. And as the weights move lower, they cause gears and springs to move, which then move the hands on the face. Your wristwatch is a really interesting horological machine. If it's digital, there's a computer chip in the case, and the face shows electronic numbers. Inside the case of your non-digital wristwatch, the movement has gears and springs and wheels rather than a computer chip. The movement might be mechanical, automatic, or electronic. Mechanical watches are wound by hand for energy. Automatic watches get their energy and are wound as your arm swings back and forth throughout the day. And an electronic watch, which is also called a quartz watch, gets its energy from a battery, which causes a tiny piece of quartz to rapidly vibrate. Here are some fun experiments to try at home. First, see if you can tell what time it is. What's your internal mechanism like for being able to determine what the time is? And then take a look at a clock to see if you're right. Next, see if you can accurately estimate the passage of 1 minute. Basically, in your head, say go and then tell someone when 1 minute has passed. And then have a parent or a teacher take a look at a clock and let you know how far off you were. Finally, here's the next experiment. Get a few different clocks or watches, sync them so they're at the same time, and then compare them 1 day later, 1 week later, to see if the internal mechanism or digital mechanism is off between them. Well, we've just learned a little bit about horology. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.